want to listen to the shit that I speak about.
Well, there's me.
Yeah, but you don't represent a great cross section of normal society. Mm.
You want normal society to listen to you?
Yeah, maybe. Ideally, I'd like to re-educate them.
Okay. I'm going to cut you off for one moment to let you know that I am recording. Mm-hmm. And it's for a podcast that I'm part of.
Oh, cripes.
So after
recording... I think that's what Patricia did to me as well.
She did?
I'm not sure, but I think she did. She recorded in 45 minutes of aimless rambling crap.
Okay, let's ramble.
I'm okay with it. Man, I let you fucking film me.
Yes.
Of course you can hear my voice.
Nice. I'm going to talk as if there's an audience there.
Well, of course there is.
There is. Hi, guys. Ooh. This is my good friend, George. And we're so much alike. George.
Dexter. What do you want to talk about? Nothing in particular?
Something with feelings. Let's talk about something.
Okay. Oh, I didn't...
Something that creates feelings, is about feeling, is generating it, is absorbed in...
Do you want good feelings or dark feelings? Because I seem to have a lot more of the latter.
Feelings. So, I'm going to sing background, and George, you're going to share whatever sounds come out your mouth with cigarette smoke everywhere.
I've told this story more times than I care to fucking remember. I'd started talking to you about... my two best friends from when we entered high school, a Wyrus Secondary School in Belleville, and they were both insane. Daryl had stolen his dad's Walther PPK, and he used to just keep it in the bottom of his shoe, just in case. And Daryl was a year older than me, and I used to go hang out at his place because I had a crush on his little sister, the two Reed girls next door were just fucking gorgeous. So that's where I would go to hang out. And we'd build chopper bikes and whatever. Actually, I was the only one into bikes at that point. So, years go by. Ron and Daryl and I drift apart. I moved to Toronto into a warehouse. They both came and checked it out and said, "What in the fuck are you thinking?" Which is what my dad said as well when he came to visit. But by the time Dad left, he said, "Oh, I totally get it. You got a machine shop and you get everything right here. Freight elevator." So, a bit later, Daryl and Ron moved to Toronto into a warehouse building in Parliament, and they invite me over one night, and our other friend from Belleville, Carol, had moved in, and it was quite a beautiful space. Parliament and King, somewhere around there.
So there's four.
It was a beautiful building. I wasn't living there. I just went to visit. And when I went there, Carol was starting to get a bit sketched out because Ron and Daryl had a shooting range set up inside the space. Firing 22s and whatever at the wall, which I'm sure excited the neighbors. But the kicker was when they blew up somebody's car in the parking lot and was packed up full of C4. The car flew 20 meters in the air and came down on his back.
Wow.
So that's when Carol said, okay, I'm out.
Bye.
And the next thing I heard about those two kids was in the Sun magazine. They came up with the perfect scheme. I was so long separated from these people that it blew my mind to hear this. They started answering ads in the back of the Now magazine. Need a date? Come on over. So they would pick their mark. One of them would go take care of Buddy while the other one said, go into the bathroom or whatever. And steal his whatever, his credit cards, gold chains, anything.
Whoa.
And come back in, they'd trade off. Well, one night, one of these things went horribly Peter Tong. And while Ron was Buddy's rifling through his crap, Daryl emptied Walther PPK. Killed the guy. And they stole all his cards and whatever. And they found his PIN number. So they go to the bank machine. Not aware that when you use the bank machine, you're being photographed. You're being filmed.
Yeah.
So, oh, there they are. These are the guys who just killed that guy. And
they caught and went to jail?
Ron, who wasn't the trigger puller, went to jail for 15 years.
Wow.
Or, no, more, 20 years. Yeah, I think he's an engineer on the Via Rail one. Daryl, on the other hand, now this is where it gets weird.
Mm.
They found a body with all of Daryl's ID and everything at the bottom of Scarborough Bluffs. Face blown off completely. No fingertips.
Wow.
Is Daryl actually dead? It's the fucking scariest thing I can even think of.
Wow.
Booker is still out there.
Holy shit.
But this is, we're talking 35 years ago, 30 years at least.
Holy gee, is that, I'm visualizing that. I'm imagining the fucking psychopathy to actually get away with that.
So these are the people in my neighborhood. That's who I grew up with.
Well told.
I got told on by Patricia too. I just can't believe anyone wants to hear what I have to say.
Well, we're sharing it. And it's coming out in a real way. Or just us way. I don't know. It is what it is. There's no judgment to it. And you're sharing from the heart. You don't see examples of that a lot.
And they didn't use any last names.
Yes, so we're safe. And no one's really going to listen to this. It's just, it's accessible. And even if a million people are listening to this, anybody finds interest in it, all of these are indications on a screen. Who says that has to be exactly indicative or revealing of what's actually happening? They could be recording video right now and geolocating us, taking snapshots of, I don't know what this technology can possibly do.
You gotta teach me how to use my phone.
Sure. Well, this is the recorder. Apparently, it's an app. It comes with the phone. It's amazing because then you can listen to yourself after. Oh, jeez. I'm gonna stop this now.